13th was written by Ava DuVernay and Spencer Averick. The title refers to the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Section 1 of the amendment reads, "Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States." The 13th Amendment was adopted in 1865 to abolish slavery, with that oh-so-significant qualifier, except as a punishment for conviction of a crime. What's wrong with that, you ask? Well, for example, what if no one will hire you and it's a crime to be unemployed? What if it's a crime to smile at a white woman? What if it's a crime to walk into a store or a school or sit down in front of the bus? Bingo. Welcome back to the new free slave labor force. DuVernay explores the history of racial inequality and criminal justice system, focusing on our nation's prisons, which are disproportionately filled with African Americans. She makes an effective case that the racial injustice from the beginning and the mass incarceration occurring now in the United States is and always has been an extension of slavery. I was blown away by the stats and graphs illustrating the astronomical increase of incarcerated Americans, the majority being black and brown. The USA has 6 to 8 times the incarceration rate of comparable industrialized countries. 6 to 8 times. That's significant. I was disheartened by politicians through the decades, both Democrat and Republican, who in order to be electable feel forced to talk and act tough on crime rather than enact humane reforms. I was disgusted to learn how a much admired strategy like Reagan's war on drugs sounds good on the surface, but when examined under the spotlight, reeks of legislated racism. The information is delivered with vintage film footage, statistics, graphs, and powerful interviews. I could have listened to Michelle Alexander, the author of The New Jim Crow, for an hour. Instead, I opted to download the audio version of her book, first released a decade ago, so I could listen to her for 17 hours. Even Newt Gingrich gave a pretty effective explanation of white privilege. I agree with film critic David Edelstein, who said the movie is filled with so much information and brilliant interviewees, it's difficult to do it justice in a review. It simply must be seen. 13th runs 1 hour and 40 powerful minutes and is streamable on Netflix. This is Barb Bretz with your Friday film review. See you at the movies.
This Friday film review is sponsored by Park City Film, now presenting a virtual cinema at parkcityfilm.org.